I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. There's been another round of US and UK airstrikes in Yemen in response to continuing Houthi attacks on vessels in the Red Sea. Witnesses reported hearing explosions in the capital, Sana'a. Will Vernon has more details.
The large-scale military strikes were carried out against 36 Houthi targets across 13 locations in Yemen. Both UK and US forces were involved, with the support of six other nations, including Canada and the Netherlands. This is part of an ongoing military campaign to deter the Houthis from threatening shipping in the Red Sea. The US and its allies first launched strikes against the Yemeni group almost 1 month ago, after a series of attacks against commercial vessels in one of the world's most critical trade routes. The military action has so far failed to deter the Houthis from targeting shipping.
Iraq, Syria and Iran have condemned a series of US airstrikes on sites linked to Tehran. Iraq said Friday's attacks had killed at least 16 people, including civilians, and had hit areas where its security forces were stationed. Syria, which was also hit, said a number of people had been killed and injured. More from Orla Geerin.
Let's bear in mind that America signalled some days in advance that there would be a retaliation. There was plenty of time for senior Iranian figures to get out of harm's way and indeed for weapons and ammunition to be moved to safer locations. So I think the White House has made its point without inflicting a massive military loss on the Iranian-backed militias and without, so far at least it seems, provoking any kind of major response from them. That said, they may continue and probably will continue carrying out attacks on US bases as they have been doing.
An opposition candidate in Senegal has described President Macky Sall's decision to postpone this month's election as a constitutional coup. The former mayor of Dakar, Khalifa Sall, has urged people to protest against the move, and his political coalition has pledged to go to court.
As soon as the decree is published, it will be attacked, inshallah. We won't accept this maneuver. This is the first time in Senegal's history that a presidential election has been postponed. What can justify this? What valid reason can explain it? I can't think of any.
The new First Minister of Northern Ireland says a new dawn has begun after she became the first Irish nationalist ever to hold the job. Michelle O'Neill was speaking at the reopening of the devolved government 2 years on from its collapse during a dispute about post-Brexit trade rules. Her party hopes eventually to unite the province with the Republic of Ireland. She promised to work with other politicians, including unionists. World News from the BBC. The Chilean president, Gabriel Boric, says at least 46 people have died as a result of forest fires in the central region of Valparaiso. He said more than 200 residents have been reported missing and that the number of fatalities was likely to rise. The fires have burned through thousands of hectares of woodland in the past few days and more than 1,000 homes have been damaged or destroyed. Russian-installed officials in eastern Ukraine say shelling by Kiev's forces has killed at least 20 people in a bakery in the city of Lysychansk. Russian media showed footage of a heavily destroyed building and emergency workers pulling out a crushed car from the debris. In football, South Africa have beaten Cape Verde on penalties to reach the last four of the Africa Cup of Nations. After neither team scored in regulation or extra time, the South African goalkeeper, Ronwin Williams, was the hero, saving four out of five penalties in the shootout to take Bafana Bafana to a heavyweight semi-final against Nigeria. Aston family man Barrett, the bassist with reggae band Bob Marley and the Wailers, has died, aged 77. Paddy Maguire reports.
Born in 1946, Aston Barrett grew up in the Jamaican capital, Kingston. The original bassist for the Wailers, he was a key figure in the development of reggae and dub. He first gained fame as a member of the Upsetters, the house band of the producer and singer Lee Scratch Perry. He played on and co-produced nearly all the Wailers' catalogue, as well as playing on albums by Burning Spear, Augustus Pablo and many others. His death comes less than 2 weeks before the release of Bob Marley, One Love, the biopic of Marley in which Barrett will be played by his son, Aston Barrett Jr. Lively up yourself,
Orega is an order. That's the BBC News.